I've been enjoying a heck of a journey working my way through Malazan Book of the Fallen and the supporting novels by, well, Steven Erickson for the main series, Ian C. Esselmont for the rest. And I just finished book two by Esselmont, Return of the Crimson Guard. I have thoughts. Hi, I'm Jim, the father of this father-son duo who does Fantasy for the Ages, where we talk about fantasy, science fiction, other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, a book blast episode where just me, Jim, is coming at you with this spoiler-light reaction to a book I've read. So I'm going to hint at some things, but I'm not going to ruin this entire story in case you haven't read it yet. I'll do a full spoil episode later. If you enjoy this, don't forget to hit the like button. We do appreciate that. And if you haven't subscribed yet, we would welcome you to join us here. So this book, wow. Okay. I've been working my way through Malazan in order that makes sense to me based on what I've checked with others. And so I read Return of the Crimson Guard, the second of Esselmont's novels of the Malazan Empire, just after reading Book 7, Reaper's Gale of the Core 10, before moving on to Toll the Hounds, Book 8, which I will do shortly. I'm taking a little Malazan break right now reading some other things, but I'm going to get there. It's coming soon. The first novel of the Malazan Empire that I read, Knight of Knives by Esselmont, was fantastic. I was so glad I read it. It was a quick read compared to other Malazan things. That was a refreshing change of pace. This book, very different. For number one, it's not a quick read. There's a lot to this book. Number two, there's so many different disparate plot points going on. You're jumping all over, not a continent, the world. Not to mention warrens and strange places. There's so much going on, it's actually hard to keep track. Now, as the story started, I was loving that. I'm seeing so many different places around the world, things that had been referenced, that I'm getting some meat, finally, and that was great. But it went on and on and on. So I have to admit, it kind of got tiring. You know, about two-thirds of the way through the book, I'm like, when is this gonna, like, start to wrap up, people? Plus, there's also so much going on that it's hard to understand, hard to fully comprehend what's happening. This will be another book I'm sure will be better on a reread. But the previous books, I haven't felt frustration over that. I'm like, yeah, reread will be fun at some point. This one, I started to feel a little frustrated that there's too much I can't understand yet. I think I got most of it, but did I? I even had questioned some things out on Twitter because am I understanding what I'm thinking? And, you know, maybe that's a slight flaw of this book. I did enjoy the ending when we finally bring, honestly, all the different plot lines. They do all merge in the end. Shockingly so. And we get to truly see the return of the Crimson Guard. Now, this group, the Crimson Guard, these mercenaries have been, you know, mentioned in many different books. They were even active in book three, but mostly off screen. But you knew they were there, they were around. I still don't know everything that's going on with these guys, but I liked what I got to see here in this book. And I'm interested to see what else will happen. Now, I hope I'm going to get more of the Crimson Guard in the next few books of the core novel. This is one of the concerns I have about this book. Did it just dump a bunch of stuff on me that I'm not going to hear any relevance for now in books 8, 9, and 10 of Malazan Book of the Fallen? Was a lot of it just extraneous and I won't hear any more until later? I don't know. But that will feel like a lot of wasted energy a little bit if that proves to be the case. The thing that most shocked me in this book had to do with Empress Lysine. Again, spoiler light, I'm not going to tell you what that was, but if you've read this, you know what I'm talking about. And I was like, what? Did that really happen? And who is that other character? Now, I think I know who that other character involved was. But the character's never named. I'm putting connections together from other books I'm seeing, and I know who that has to be. I know that was supposed to happen. That was a mission, right? But it kind of comes out of left field. Like, wow. And it makes it so this book then was like essential reading in the flow of Malazan Book of the Fallen. Isn't it? Okay, so I'm left with all these weird questions, and that's why, honestly, this is the first book I've read in the Malazan universe that I didn't give 5 stars to. Just 3.5. I'm like, not entirely sold on this one. I don't regret reading it. I just, my frustrations were a little higher than I've had in the other books that I've just been eating up and delighting in. So there you go. Return of the Crimson Guard. I still recommend this book. I think it was a great read. I'm glad I read it. But yeah, I just got some butts. So there you go. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.